Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD.
Good morning. Need to let you know as you wake up this morning that there could be something lurking, creeping, hiding, hunting for you. Your K92 Morning Thang is Monica Brooks. Hello.
Hello.
It's me, Zach Jackson. And it's the little victim. Antoine Terrell.
It is I.
Beware. This is the season to be afraid of your neighbor's Halloween decorations.
Oh,
poor
scared?
Antoine.
It's what my next door neighbor has. Like, I love Halloween, and I love Halloween decorations. In fact, I love Halloween decorations more than Christmas decorations. But that's okay. Another conversation.
So you're a Halloween person? You like it in
October
general?
October is probably my favorite month.
It's your birthday month.
Exactly. That's right. Why it's Antober. But anyway.
Oh, God.
You did say that, yes.
But anyway, so my neighbor put up their decorations probably like mid-September, okay. Early September.
Mm-hmm. I, you know what? I'm kind of okay with that, right around October 1st, but you want to get your mileage. That's the way I feel about doing decorations, yeah. Especially yeah. Outside. If you're going to do elaborate decorations, I mean, honestly, if you're doing Christmas, I got no problem with you. Halloween's on a Thursday?
Uh-huh.
You want to bang it out that weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we have a friend that has the Christmas tree up in the presents.
Well, he's a psychopath.
Okay, no,
that's
a bit much.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to talk about whoever
he
this person is.
He has a lot of, issues. So there's,
My neighbor has like a skeleton, like witch-ish thing hanging from their tree.
Yeah.
That's at the bottom of their front yard, which driving up the street looks like it's somebody standing in my driveway.
Oh, see, but I love those because my mom used to do stuff like that.
I think somebody's in my driveway, though.
Uh-huh.
I love thinking I'm being robbed or kidnapped. It's my favorite.
It's entertaining for your neighbor.
Let me tell you, I'm not a punk. But if I were to drive home and there was just a random man standing in my driveway, I'm probably not going in my driveway.
No.
I'm probably going to drive.
Hey, sir.
No, I'm going to drive past the house and I'm going to sit and watch. And so that's my thought every single day when I get home.
Okay. That would be, see, I think mine is, I feel like I would roll up and roll the window down because I'd still be in my car and I'd say, what we got going on here? What's up?
Mm-mm. Hmm?
No, you'll ride by.
I'm going to ride by. I'm going to watch and see what's going to happen.
A random man standing.
Yeah. A random skeleton.
Okay. Well, Antoine has, when it comes to fight or flight, he's flight, in case you're wondering.
I'm observe.
See you later. I'm out of here.
All right, your house now.
So, but it gets you almost every time.
Every time,
like.
And I know it's there. Because usually, like, the street is, like, kind of narrow, so I'm paying attention to the cars, like, parked on the street to make sure I don't hit them. So I'm not looking up. So it's always, like, a last-minute look up to my house to see if the garage is open, and boom, he's there.
Mm.
Every time.
Didn't, Monica, your mom do the whole there's a body part hanging out of my trunk thing?
Oh, yeah, she did.
That was a thing for her. And just to be clear.
She did that, like, last year, too.
I was going to say, not just on Halloween, though.
She left it for a while.
That can be a May thing.
Yeah, because my mom loves Halloween. Yeah. She loves, because I was telling Antoine a couple days ago, I said, my mom dresses up, and she looks forward to, being a nun. She was, like, Joan Jett or something one year. And she did, like all dark. Like, she just loves
Okay.
Halloween.
So she's still at her age, and I just say that because she's your mom.
She's older, yes, my mom.
She's a grandma.
Uh-huh.
And
she's a great grandmother.
She's getting dressed up still for Halloween.
She did The Walking Dead one year. Yeah.
Interesting. And she does this where she'll, have, look out, there's an arm hanging out of your trunk.
In my trunk.
Yeah, and she goes the extra mile because it's an actual arm.
It's somebody's arm.
Yeah, well, they weren't using it.
Yeah, I mean, she does live in body camp, I'm telling you. There's just body parts laying all around. So, yeah, if you've been freaked out by a Halloween decoration, see the dude, you know what? There's nothing scarier on this earth than three letters. H-O- A. Ugh. The Housing Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever met a fun person who has decided to work on an HOA.
No.
They're always the person who wants to shut everything down.
It's serious.
Yeah. So there's a dude that did a Halloween decoration and it's all it is the one, hey, it's two pumpkins and their butt cheeks and then the pumpkin has the pants on.
That's
HOA horrified at this costume and he had to take it down.
That's ridiculous. HOA, I've seen that.
HOA or hall monitors. They grew up. If you're a hall monitor, like the sixth and seventh grade, you ended up being working on HOA.
No fun. None. Even though I was a hall monitor for a second.
Okay. We've never said you were fun.
I was. Go ahead and run, kids. Run!
Monica says, I was only there to be on the inside so I could knock the books out of the hands of the other hall monitors. That's what I
did. You were the Joker. You were creating chaos.
She was like, I was class clown. Look, man, I just needed things from a resume. That's all it is. 52353. Got your Halloween decorations up. You ready to roll? We have $5,000. You can spend it on decorations and costumes if you want. That's at 7 o'clock. The Diamond of the Day is next. What it is.
This one girl says that she will dump a guy if he doesn't do this.
Okay, so he has to do this. Or he's out.
Uh-huh.
This is a deal breaker.
In. Yeah.
All right. Something tells me it's not reasonable. So let's
find
out.
I'm kind of on our side.
Well, then to see exactly. God. So something tells me it's not reasonable. We'll find out next.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Mm-hmm. She's a hot model named Pita.
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 Pita. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she says that if she goes
Is it like the bread, you know, you put all the stuff inside, or is it more like the animal?
Like the animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
The animal place, the pitas.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So Pita has a demand. If you want to be with Pita, you got to do this.
First date.
First date.
First date.
First date. She says if a guy asks to split the bill, the relationship is over from the jump.
Okay, well, that...
What and guy she, would ask to split,
to split the bill?
Well,
on the first
she
date.
Says because she went out of town to meet up with a guy for dinner, and she said when she met up with him, he says, "Let's split the bill." She's like, "Well, no, I'm the one traveling, so no, you buy."
I mean, I also think, especially if it's a first date, whoever asked,
they pay.
But she also feels like,
and it really is mostly the dude.
Yeah,
yeah, but after that, the guy should pay. She feels
just
like
forever just
he
forever.
Should pay. He shouldn't ask to split the bill.
Well, on the first date, it seems like such a weird thing. However, I will say this in defense of we men.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Ladies, you are confusing. We don't understand you at all because I get the logic. What's the message we hear all the time? You will treat me equally, men and women, blah, blah.
Yes,
don't treat me like some little girl that you got to take care of all the time. I'm my own woman. Well, I make my own money. Wait, you want me to split the bill? You're out. Get out of here.
Miss Pizza, she believes that if a guy starts to ask to split the bill, that means that they get married, they're going to have a spreadsheet. You know, showing this right here, this right there. Uh-huh. Let's split it down.
I understand all that logic,
and
but
she doesn't
again,
want all that.
Y'all have caused this. You understand that, right? You've done this. Had you just taken the free meal all the time and never said anything, there would be no confusion.
Well, this is only PETA. This is her.
It's not
she
only
feels.
PETA.
It's,
you exactly. just said you agree
well,
with her.
Yeah, when it comes to the dating, like, you don't
what
say,
if,
hey, let's
what
split.
If the woman asked on a date?
If I told Jared, hey, let's just split this.
Before you were married, when you just dating.
Uh-huh. I would expect him to say no. I got it. Just to see what he would do.
But I'm saying like you.
It will be kind of a test.
If you asked him out on the date,
let's go to this fancy restaurant.
This is very foreign for you, though, because I don't think you would ever do this. But if you said, "Will you go out with me?" You know that kind of poor, pathetic little boy. would you be planning on paying? Would you ask to split the bill, or would you expect
if
him
I
to
asked
still pay?
Him, I would pay.
When you're dating, not married, when you're dating.
I'm sorry, first date.
If I asked him, I would pay.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
And I feel like not the first date.
She would get in trouble if he let her pay. If he let her pay, she'd be like, what a cheapskate.
Yeah.
I go through all the trouble of asking him out, and he doesn't even do the courtesy of me paying. You see how you've caused this?
But that's the thing, because I would ask, if I asked him out, and he said, and I'm like, hey, I'm paying for this. I want to treat you. I would expect him to jump in.
Okay.
I would expect that.
But, and if he doesn't, are you holding against him? Because you're definitely going to tell your friends.
Yes.
You're definitely going to tell them.
And I probably would, you know, go ahead and just, I would pay it, but I'm like, he didn't even offer? Weird. Man. I would expect at least the offer.
But if he offered, you wouldn't say, oh, no, baby, I got it. No, you'd be like, all right, you got it.
All right. So text in 52353. Also, if you want to sell me on this whole live for the gay life stuff, y'all don't have to put up with that stuff. I'm listening, all right? This is too confusing on the other side. I can't take it anymore, my God. Next up, I didn't even realize that I walked into the middle of a war over the weekend.
and I was an unwilling participant
in it.
Yeah. Also, it somehow relates to Antoine's Wednesday morning confessional, which he will do at 7:30. This is a big day for Antoine because at 7:30, he confesses. Yeah. At 8:30, he eats dog food live on the air. He volunteered.
Gourmet dog food.
Super fancy gourmet dog food.
Tested on humans.
I got to put the picture up of the thing because it's my dog's dog food. Uh-huh. It's expensive. I just went up. My wife, when I told her you were doing this, she said you owe us $5 because that's how expensive the dog food is, and you're getting to take a part of it.
Did you take a fancy Instagram pic?
Well, I just took...
You should have put it on the plate like you do your normal food.
I didn't do that. I took a picture of the bag, though. So I'll put that up there, and we will get it. That's at 8:30, so we'll see how all of this ties together. $5,000 on the way in the Secret Sound at 7. Antoine, you're not alone. Scared by other people's Halloween decorations? Text 52353. Those bowls with the hand that grabs you always makes me jump! This little bowl, he's just trying to get some candy. That is, I believe, a requirement of anyone who works a front desk at any office
anywhere. They have to have it sitting right there.
You must, this time of year, have a bowl with a plastic hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
It jumps out and tries to get you when you're trying to get your candy.
Did you see that the viral video of little Charlie and the spider?
I did not.
Oh, yes, I have. Yeah.
His parents are filming him. He's probably like, what, four years old. And he's like petting a spider, like at a Target or something.
Gotcha.
And then the spider jumps out at him.
He wants to punch the spider.
Oh, he doesn't want to punch it.
Yeah.
Mom has to pull him off because he's beating the crap out. She goes, stop it.
Hold me back.
Stop.
Hold me back.
We actually have later in Most Viral, there's a mom who used a giant spider to wake her teenage son up.
Ooh.
And he screams a lot and not in a tough guy ninja way. Let's just put it that way. Text 52353. I bought one of those light bulbs that is red and spins so it looks like fire on the wall. Well, something caused the motion sensor to kick off one night. Woke up in the middle of the night thinking the house was on fire.
Oh!
Yeah. But that's your own Halloween decoration.
Yeah.
So good morning, all. Happy Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
From your K92 morning thing. We're debating right now about first dates and who should pay.
Uh-huh.
This, I'm assuming this is from a woman. She says, I paid for myself on dates because I never wanted to feel like I owed the date anything until we were in a serious relationship. Now, to me, as the man, I would have ended that relationship. I'm just, if you insisted on paying every time and you told me that was why, I'd be like, what?
I'm like, come on, I just want to buy you dinner.
You don't even trust me? Okay, I'm out. Sorry.
Oh, so many complications and layers.
Dating is...
lots of rules.
Dating's the worst.
And it's rules that you don't even speak of, because I'm sure she probably doesn't say that.
Or
she
you just have to know.
Many unwritten and unspoken rules, mostly developed by women. And we men, look, we can barely read English. We definitely can't read minds or body language or signs. We can't read any of those.
We can't just say... hey,
no,
I want
to. I disagree.
This is why.
I disagree.
No.
You can say it. You have a mouth. You say everything else.
No. See, the only thing. I read the subtitles on an episode of Seinfeld yesterday. That's all I read.
Yeah.
I've got nothing else to read. Yes, you can just say things. Why don't you just say what you're doing?
Yeah, you're like, say what you want. No, we can't do that.
Don't you feel like just women, they have an internal game show?
Oh, yeah, they do.
And we're the contestant. We just don't know it. We don't know. We're that guy in The Price is Right who's climbing up the mountain. And we're supposed to know when it's time to say stop. Uh-huh. And we have no
and then
idea.
You gotta fall off the mountain. Yep, it's like, how did that happen?
Here we are, just like a dummy rolling up the mountain. And then all of a sudden, if we just say, hey, do you want to split the bill? Bonk, you're off. You're off the mountain.
It's terrible. It's like, let's make a deal. There's two doors. We don't know there's two doors.
Here we're just walking up the mountain.
Yeah.
Everything's good. But we're going to pay. It's all good. Hey, do you want dessert? What, do you think I'm fat?
Okay,
here comes the boulder.
I'm off the mountain. I just got hit by a rock.
Boulder.
Because we're on the mountain. Wait a minute. No. Don't you do it. I was talking about a rock because we're on a mountain.
What?
I used my context clues to make a point.
We're fine. We just can't do it. We cannot. How much to give up? So I got a bunch of different things like Facebook or the internet or whatever. How much do you need to get paid to give up these things? Also, it's sort of an early morning one gotta go. You gotta pick between three things that you love, man, and one of them has to go away. That's
all
coming up in the Scoopla. We'll also get into the war of Zach Jackson versus Pump 2. And how does this all tie in to sort of, it's Antoine Terrell Day around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would that be?
When Twan's day?
It's still his month.
It's October.
October. So. Oh, my God. I know. I'm trying to think because Monica's birthday month is April. Mm-hmm. So what is it?
Manapril?
Manapril?
No, that doesn't work.
I know. And see, I'm April, too. And what am I? Zapril? Like, I just.
Zapril.
Antober works, though. Antober works.
All right. Well, Mary Antober will explain. That's on the way.
$5,000.
Walked right into the middle of a war. And how does it all relate to Antober? A merry Antober to thee.
Yes.
It's Antoine Terrell Day around here. His confessional at 7:30. He broke something. And then I guess we'll just look at it as his punishment at 8:30. Though he volunteered to do this.
I volunteered very clear, to do it.
Antoine's going to eat dog food live on the air.
Yep.
This is fancy dog
Gourmet.
Food.
Gourmet.
I have posted a picture on our Facebook page. This dog food is so fancy and stupidly expensive, but I have a 15-year-old dog. And look, the dog loves the food. And you're 15.
Yeah.
You can eat whatever the heck you want. If the dog wanted a steak every night, I'd probably take care of
you
that for the
cook.
Dog. Well, yeah. I don't have to cook this, at least. So it even has the dog's name on it. It says, you can see it, Dixie's Beef Recipe. That's Aww. What Antoine will be enjoying today. I can see there's bits of carrot and spinach in there. Oh. I think I saw...
I don't know if I actually want to look at it, though.
Monica, I think I saw lentils in this
one.
Oh,
some lentils? Okay.
Oh my God, lentils.
The chicken recipe has chickpeas in it, like real chickpeas. I saw all of them in there. So 8:30.
I shouldn't have looked at it.
Why?
It
doesn't look tasty.
Well, it looks like dog food. I mean, it is dog food.
It's just going to be one spoon, just for the record.
I told you, this stuff is too expensive. You don't deserve any more than one tasting.
Oh, I'm scared I'm going to throw up now.
I got to give the rest of this to the dog. Well, 8:30. You've got time to warm up your stomach. You can decide if you want cold dog food or warm dog food. That's totally up to you.
Oh, my God.
8:30, this will go down. You have to go get the cameras, too, because we're going to go Facebook Live on this so people can watch you eat the dog
food.
Take
a good bite.
Watch me puke.
You probably want it cold.
I'm regretting this decision. Yeah, I think I do.
It is officially too late. No substitutions on the show. Antoine says this somehow relates to his confession here. I walked into the middle of a war the other day. I had no idea. I just went to get gas, and the stupid pump said, please see cashier inside. Oh, God, fine. And I realized there's actually a war going on with the woman who works there and pump two, which is the pump I was on. She takes me out and she's, I'm gonna tell you right now, pump two. It's pump two and pump six. Yeah, pump six, you, I'm talking to you. And she walks over and she says, today is the day that we will make pump two work. And I tell you what, and this is not an exaggeration, I prayed a little for pump two. Because I wanted it to work on the first try. Because if not, I figured she was going to punch a hole into pump two.
Yeah.
And gas was going to start flying all over me and my car. And I believe the machine would eat my card and spit it up into little shreds. And that would be the end of my day as well.
Yeah.
I'm happy to report that pump two knew what was good for himself.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
And gave in. But I had no idea I walked into the middle of this war.
Yeah.
But she knew. Pump two was out to get her. And the whole time she said, I tell you, pump two, you leave your card in here. She goes, don't touch it. I'm like, ma'am, I am not going to touch a damn thing.
I am out of this.
Yep. Antoine says that relates to his confession because he broke something. Did he break pump two in the first place? Interesting. Are you the one that caused that war? We'll find out. That's at 7:30. Next, if you want Boobash VIP passes, those will be available in Fat Chance in 10 minutes. But first, how much to give up stuff? We explain next in the Scoopla. And an early morning one gotta go. It's three things that you absolutely love. I guarantee you love all three. Gotta get rid of one of them. It's something you love and you gotta give it up.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Sometimes we play one gotta go around here. So this is what this is. It's one gotta go. They did a survey and they said you gotta give up one. One thing. I mean, pretty much we like all three of these things. The first one is...
mashing potatoes?
Well, is that one. Junk food or Wi-Fi?
Oh, the Wi-Fi!
Yep. Monica's precious Wi-Fi. I mean, Monica loves Wi-Fi so much, she takes your Wi-Fi, baby.
I do. I ask about your Wi-Fi all the time.
Hey, give me your Wi-Fi.
Because that pretty much makes laptops obsolete.
It makes everything obsolete. Yep. You have no access to anything ever. And I'm going to say, when I say Wi-Fi, it means you can't connect to anything via your cellular service either. You can't be like, well, I have unlimited data.
Wait a minute. That's not Wi-Fi, though.
Come on. It's the same access as Wi-Fi. So, no. No, you can't get on the internet cordlessly. You got to be tagged to a wall somewhere. Ethernet cable, baby.
That's
you
it.
You got to give up one.
Well, yeah, I'm giving up junk food then. I need to be healthier.
Yeah, junk food is, I think that's an easy, junk food.
I guess, and that seems like the one you pick, but then... Is life even fun anymore for the rest of the stuff? Is life even worth living?
Well, you got your Wi-Fi.
Yeah. You go on the Wi-Fi and just... Yeah, because then you'll see all the internet stories. Oh, Pringles is coming out with a new flavor. Well, you don't get to have
it. You don't get to taste it.
Too bad. You got kids in the house.
What are you giving up?
I'm giving up junk food, too.
Okay, yeah. I'm just making sure.
I'm just not happy about it, all right? All right, here's some other things. We'll pay you to give them up. How much money do you need? I tell you what, some of these ones on this list, I almost feel like I'd pay you just to get rid of it. They say we need $8,000 to give up email forever.
Okay, it's gone.
I was thinking $8.
It's gone.
I'm like, $8.
See ya. $8, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, can I email you? I don't have one, sorry.
But $8,000, all right.
But I got one beer at the Berkeland Center at a concert, and it was worth it. $8. The most expensive one on this list is it says we'd need $17,000 a year to give up all search engines. So you never get to use Google
again. I might need more than that.
I know.
That's for the rest of your
$17,000.
Life.
$17,000. That's low.
You got to find stuff on
your
own.
That's very low.
How do you find it on your own?
I got to ask you.
And I ain't telling you.
Because you went to Jeeves.
Yeah, because you took all this money, so then you'd have to pay me. So then eventually you'd be out of money, and I'd be
making
it. I don't
like that one.
Nope.
I think you got to keep that one.
You got to keep it.
What about mapping apps? I mean, those are pretty essential now, too. This list says $3,000 to give up. Good luck. You go call AAA, get one of them paper maps you got to roll out.
Exactly.
You
got to stop at gas station.
No.
$500 to give up Facebook. Again, I think I'd pay someone $500 to make Facebook go away.
You can take it.
Mm-hmm. The lowest one on here is streaming music. See, because you have us. What do you need it for? You give it up right now.
Go right here.
Give me $2. Just walk away. You don't need it. You have us. Fat Chance is next. How much faith do you have in your thing? Or we will find out. It's Boobash VIP passes on the line. You want to win those $5,000 in the secret sound right at 7 o'clock.
Welcome, everybody, to Fat Chance. I am your host, Antoine Terrell. Fat Chance is the game where we find out how much confidence you have in your morning thanger.
Yeah, you have me, you have Monica, and you're part of the game, too. Because Antoine gives you a category, and then you have to decide, okay, well, in 15 seconds, I think Monica can do zero. Because that has happened. And then you, on the other side, you can say, well, I think Zach can do 5, 6, 7, 8. Or you just say, Fat Chance! And you want to see what's going on. Let's get our people in here. We will start with Preston. Good morning, Preston.
Morning, sir.
All right, Preston, your choice. Is it going to be me and you or you and Monica? Who are you with, Preston?
Let's go with me and you.
Okay, a wise choice. Hang on. Kelly means it's boys versus girls. You will be team Monica, okay, Kelly?
Yes, that's fine.
She said, I'm really fine with that.
Well, so my alternative is to just hang up and walk away. So I'm fine. So like I said, Antoine, go ahead, run it down how this all works.
All right, so I'm going to give Zach and Monica a category, and Preston and Kelly, you will predict how many items can be named in that category in 15 seconds.
All right, let me get Preston. I'm just keep going. I'm sitting up there long.
If you feel that your player can name more than your opponent, you raise the stakes, so you raise the number of how many they can guess. If not, you say Fat Chance, and your opponent has to go first to 2 points wins.
Best of three. Monica versus Antoine. Preston, you will go first because you picked me first. Antoine, category in round one, please.
Category for round one is types of sodas, but you cannot say diet.
Okay, no diet.
So you can't say blank and then diet blank.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. But brands and names of sodas.
Yes.
Okay. Preston, how many sodas?
I'm going to go with 6.
6 sodas.
All right. 15 seconds.
All Kelly, you could say 7. You could say Fat Chance. Where are you going? You go higher than 7.
I'll say Fat Chance.
Fat Chance.
Fat Chance.
Okay.
Monica, you have to encourage her.
Too late. She said Fat Chance.
Like, hold on.
I'm sorry.
And it just hit me like all of a sudden.
She said Fat Chance. I have to do 6 sodas. I think I got this one.
Yeah.
It'll be good. 15 seconds starts now. We have Coke, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper. We have Fanta, Tab. Let's see. OK Soda, Orange Crush, Grape Crush, Cherry Coke, Coke Vanilla, Coke Zero, Pepsi Max.
I mean, I'm just rubbing it in.
You got your six.
Yeah, it caught me off guard.
I stopped counting.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, Monica, you're not six.
I figured she was going to shout out. No, I think Monica has 7, 8. Yeah. She didn't.
You know what's
going to
happen now? This category is going to be real hard, and Kelly's going to say she can do 4 million.
I know. That's what's going
to
happen.
Okay,
yeah.
Kelly, this is your chance to start the bidding. Now you see how this works. Antoine, category 2. I mean, that was a gift.
I know. You're like, I don't even want this first point.
She's like, all right. Maybe that's what it is. She's messing with
it. It's a game.
It's with my confidence. Because remember, women are always playing games. We've learned that earlier today.
No.
We men are always on a game show.
What are you talking about?
So she's probably messing with us. It's called Are You Messing With Us? Mm. Antoine,
right.
Round 2.
Kelly and Monica, this category is TV shows that take place or are about a hospital.
Oh.
So the focus of the TV show has to be that hospital.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly, this is going to be a tough one here.
We'll see. I don't know. I think she's lying. She knows. She loves doctor shows.
And Kelly knows. Kelly, you feel
okay.
It.
Kelly, how many?
I'm going to say 4.
Okay.
4, okay.
4.
I feel like that's a safe bid starting off.
Man, I don't know if I can do more than 4.
All right, Preston, it's 5 or more to you and Zach, or fat chance to Monica and 4.
Maybe I could do 5. I don't know. Preston, what do you think?
Fat chance.
Okay, fat chance. You got 4 medical shows. Go!
ER, Grey's Anatomy, is it into the Neil Patrick Harris show.
Into the Neil Patrick Harris show.
Doogie Howser, no. ER 2. Crap! Dang it!
Oh my god!
I missed it.
You got 3.
I gave you 3. I gave you the Doogie Howser show. Doogie Howser.
Yeah,
I gave you
that.
Yeah. It was just the way she phrased it.
I know.
The Doogie Howser show.
But yeah, you only got 3, right?
Yes. Monica.
What else did I miss?
House. Scrubs.
Yep.
There's another one I thought too. Isn't it? What is it? Chicago MD. Is that the name of that show?
New Amsterdam.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
I don't know that.
What's Grey's Anatomy and then the other one?
2.
No, not Grey's. Yeah, the Grey's Anatomy 2. What
Private
is it?
Practice.
That's what it is. The girl with the red hair.
Yeah, I'm like the Kate Walsh show.
I know, and I see her.
And I would say this not to say like sexist or anything, but most women watch these doctor shows.
Yeah, well, she's not most women. That's why we love her, baby.
Oh,
so
man.
Sorry, Kelly. Congratulations, Preston.
You
are the winner. Here, I'll tell you this, though. I think I could have done 5. I think I had 5
in my head. I think you had 5.
And I don't think there was a chance on this earth you could do 6.
No.
So if you want to look at it that way, you were going to lose no matter what. Or had you just gotten 4, we'd still be playing right now. So
it
really is your fault. Preston, congratulations. Boobash VIP passes for you. Boobash is next Saturday, man.
I know.
Next Saturday.
Ready?
Get your costume from our friends at Fun Times in Salem.
Yes.
They're ready to outfit you. Take care of everything. A Fun Times Party Warehouse. And they got stuff all year long.
Yeah, you can check them out on Facebook, too.
Yep, kid birthday party, plates for Thanksgiving with turkeys on them, whatever it is, weddings, all that different stuff. Fun Times Party Warehouse in Salem. Or if you want to go to St. Albans, you can take care of that, because we have passes to those as well. Fat chance in the books. Secret Sound is next. It's 8 minutes away. $5,000 could be yours from First Team Nissan New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92.
Come on, bring it back, bring it back.
All right, this first story is going to make you furious, so then the second one in the trending will make you happier. I try to help you out. And then there's a mystery that I don't think any of us can solve.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
You're going to be mad as soon as I start. I'm just going to read the headline and you'll be furious. The DMV may start charging you $15 for walking through the door.
Wow.
Yeah, I am not surprised.
I don't even want to go in there in the first
place.
I
know.
Yeah, but they take $1 off if you don't. Like if you go online and stuff, they'll take $1 off.
Now I'm getting paid. I am paying for the right to just be miserable and get punched in the face.
I don't want to be here.
It's like playing golf. You pay money just to be in a bad mood and have it take 4 hours.
Yeah.
Huh. Now this is in Rhode Island right now. And they claim, now in this case, I'm okay with it. They claim it's only for things that you could do online. That's what they say, though.
Okay.
And that's the gateway, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to deal with the other side of it is people that are too dense to realize that you could have done it online and they get charged $15. And then they're taking extra time fighting about it.
I didn't know that. I couldn't see it on the website.
Yep.
DMV is charging a cover charge.
Can we just do everything online?
A club.
I gotta go get that real ID. I just don't wanna.
You should be able to do that online.
You can't.
No, you can't.
It's a whole new ID.
One of my friends did it last week.
So now every single one of us has to go to the DMV sometime in the next year, which is just gonna make the lines worse.
Isn't there like a mobile DMV?
Yes. It doesn't do that though.
Wait, what?
I don't think the mobile DMV does the real ID.
Doesn't do the real ID?
I don't think so.
All right, what is the point of that mobile then? You're driving around being stupid. Come on.
I don't think it does.
Well, we got to get it done.
Look, I'm going to use the airwaves for our benefit right now. If you work at the DMV, and I feel like I've never met anyone in my life who worked at the DMV.
I've never in my life.
It's almost like I think they hide it. They pretend. They say, I work at Allstate. Yeah, the DM. If you work there, text me 52353. I'll pay you $15 to take care of me when I get there. You see me coming, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'll hand you the picture. $50. I don't really care.
A1.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, I'm of course kidding because I would never. This is not a bribe or. Okay. So text me 52353.
Number 2.
All right, so since that one got everybody all fired up and mad, the next thing that's trending will make you feel good. I am 100% on board. Breakfast just got way more awesome. Say hello to bagel breakfast burritos, baby. I am on board.
Bagel breakfast burrito?
Yeah. A lot of bees.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but think about it. So you get a breakfast burrito. Uh-huh. They're pretty good, right? You got your eggs and your cheese and your bacon, a little salsa in there wrapped in a tortilla. But what if it was just wrapped around a bagel instead, like the bagel dough?
Oh, okay.
Delicious everything bagel
like
seasoning on
bagel.
Top. Yeah, basically. Okay. Yeah. A stuffed bagel that's shaped like a long tube. But it's going to be stuffed with breakfast awesomeness. They are testing this now at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Okay.
Which is a chain. So they're testing it in Colorado, but fingers crossed. And really, I don't think we have any Einsteins around here that I know of.
Not that I've heard of.
Lynchburg. Somebody around here will copy this because this is a fantastic idea. Was it Blacksburg Bagels? Get on this, Blacksburg Bagels. Come on. Breakfast Bagel Burrito or Bagel Rito. See, it even has a name.
Number 1.
Final thing. It is a bit of a mystery that we have to try to figure out. I mean, they're saying it's a mystery, but then at the same time, I'm not sure if this is even a solvable mystery as we try to figure out the new holiday mystery shapes from our friends at Reese's. You can see these mystery shapes on our Facebook page.
Yes.
K92 Morning Thang Facebook page. I'm going to give Antoine and Monica each a picture of the mystery shapes.
Mm-hmm.
I even printed them in color, which means I'm going to get in trouble later, but it was worth it so you could see. Because the problem is they look like three blobs. I have no idea what they are. One of them I'm pretty sure is supposed to be a Christmas stocking. That one has that
Christmas
booty look to it.
Yeah.
The third one's a stocking.
Right. What are the other two?
The first one... It's a Kroger bag with two Christmas ornaments inside.
Okay.
Oh, it's Mama Claus.
It's Mama Claus.
Oh, I see Mama Claus.
She's curvy and big, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, she's curvy.
Yes,
I thought maybe a snowman. I don't know. It's supposed to be a snowman or a busty angel of some kind.
The middle one is the holiday Pac-Man ghost.
Okay. See, I thought it was the holiday severed finger. That's what the middle one looks like to me.
I think it's a toy car.
A toy car. Okay.
If you turn it sideways, go like this.
Why is it a holiday, though? What would
it's a toy car.
A Christmas bell?
You see
maybe?
It?
How is that holiday? It's a toy car. Does that sound
like it's a toy holiday. Car. Someone, they asked for toy cars.
You know what these are? These are real-life reindeer poops. That's all three of them are.
That's
mystery
what they are.
Shapes.
So if you would like to get peanut butter-filled reindeer turds, they'll be available. Reese's Mystery Shapes.
Why are they doing this? Do you get a prize at the end?
I don't know.
Is there a prize connected to it?
They're doing it, so we sit here and go, I have no idea what the heck this is. What is this mystery
I need
shape?
To see if it looks like this in real life.
I gotta go buy it and see what it tastes like and see what it looks like in person. That is the mystery this morning, my friends. The other mystery is now.
WXLKHD.
Roanoke.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Guess this sound. Win the cash. The K92 Secret Sound plays.
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Secret sound.
540-774-9236. 800-468-9236. Caller 19. Give me the sound, I give you the money. $5,000. Give you the money. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan of Roanoke and K92.
K92.
Birthday scam. Birthday
scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Zach, I would love to do a birthday scam on my wife, Natasha. Since school started, she's been running around like supermom. Soccer, dance, piano, homework, school functions, all that. So her birthday is totally an afterthought in her mind. And I'd like to remind her that we all love her and appreciate everything she does. That, and I want to mess with her on her birthday and prank her good. Sure. Thank you from Keith. Let's go ahead and call. I'm calling from the school because there's issues. It's called Boo Hoo, You Overdue, here on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I need to speak to the mother of Aiden. Is that you?
Yes, this is Natasha. I'm his mother. Who's this?
This is Johnson. I'm calling from internal affiliations at Elementary.
What is that?
It's internal affiliations. Internal affiliations. We handle situations involving the students, and we work with the parents to resolve the matter as quickly as possible.
Okay. What, is there a situation going on? What's going on?
Something is very much wrong.
Okay. What's going on? What is it?
Well, your son has not one, but two.
Two what?
Overdue library books.
What?
Yes.
Is that it, or is there something else going
on? Something else? God, I would hope not. Did you hear what I just said? He has not one, but two overdue library books.
Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry, I apologize for that, but you had me so worried that there was something serious going on. Like, Oh, my God. Okay.
Ma'am, library inventory is a very serious matter.
Okay.
So, anyway, would you care to explain his behavior?
Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure what to explain. We've been really busy running around lately, and I guess, you know, we forgot to return the books on time. Sorry.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
You just so callously give me an, I forgot, and you think that's the end? Well, I'm sorry, but it does not work that way. There are consequences to overdue library books, like the fine.
Okay, what is this fine?
42 cents.
Okay, so I can just send him in with 42 cents in the books, and then we're set, and that is resolved.
Oh, I bet you wish it was that simple.
Mm. Excuse me?
Ma'am, your son has been banned from the library for 1 week.
Wow.
Banned from the library? That's where he needs to go to learn.
And he will have to serve 2 days of in-school suspension.
In-school suspension over 42 cent fee. Okay, this is ridiculous.
I'll tell you what's ridiculous. Your parenting skills. Oh, you let your son treat his library books like they're a piece of garbage, and then you act like it's no big deal. No wonder he is such a problem child.
God, you work for the school. Are you kidding me right now? Are you seriously talking to me like this?
It's facts. That's what's going on here, ma'am. He's a disaster. This is horrible.
He is not. My son is not a disaster, okay? 42 cents is not a disaster. And you think it's acceptable to speak to me and talk to my child like that? Like he's a problem? Okay, he gets straight A's and his teachers love him. And I'm on the PTA and he never gets in trouble.
And he also owes 42 cents.
Got to be kidding me right now. You're pulling all this over 42 cents, okay? Ooh. No, I'm actually going to come down there, and I would like to meet with you in person, face-to-face, and I want the principal there, and I want other members of the PTA there so that they can see that you are actually the one that is being unacceptable, and you are the problem. Ooh. Your behavior is unacceptable to me. I cannot believe this.
Oh, God, that sounds like too many meetings. I don't want to. Hey, you're on a birthday scam right now. None of this is real. It's Zach from K92.
I'm out.
Hi.
Oh,
don't make me go to a PTA meeting. I don't want to. Hi, you're on the radio right now. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. I'm out of breath. Are you kidding?
Oh, so this is from your husband. So he's the one who's in trouble, not me. He made me do this.
Oh, my God. I was almost getting embarrassed at how much I was yelling at you.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang birthday scam.
7 minutes, Antoine must confess. He broke something. Then he will face the consequences and at 8:30 eat dog food on the radio. He volunteered to do it. It's a dog food that's tested on humans. It says all human food.
Yep.
It's just human food that's been processed into this.
Oh, no, you don't say that.
Stop talking. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. Move on.
It's just into this delicious cuisine that my dog eats. And Antoine said, I'll try it.
I'm already regretting my decision.
8:30 will be Facebook Live if you want to watch it, or you can just listen to it all go down. Now, who makes the better doctor?
Zach Jackson is about to blow your
mind. I drink a lot of coffee. My hand's a little shaky, but, you know.
Yeah.
Depends on what type of surgery.
You're blind without your glasses and you refuse to wear them. So
I got my
that.
Glasses handy, though.
Not on.
Not,
of course.
They're not on.
Handy.
Yes.
She'll hold up a monocle if she feels like she needs to see. All right. Experts say blank make the best doctors. Is it men, women, or psychopaths?
Psychopaths.
Psychopaths.
So if you would like me to perform, no.
So we're back around. We brought it all the way around.
Monica does make them. They reveal that the ruthless nature and emotional detachment of a psychopath is perfect to be your doctor. Because he or she don't care about you one bit.
They can say it to you very straight and direct.
They care about the results. Yeah. Also, if they're a surgeon, they can make very tough decisions where your life hangs in the balance. But they ain't worried about whether you live and die. They just make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're a piece. You're like a sandwich laying on a board to them. That's all
it is.
Really
is.
But it's going to save your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want someone who's making emotional decisions in that case.
You want somebody who's cut and dry.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Though at the same time, I would say if someone is that cut and dry, I don't want them to sit there and think, you know, we're low on kidneys and this person's an organ donor. So
thinking about results.
Yeah. Next story. Guy sets up paranormal activity cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Captures blank. A. Ghosts. B. His wife cheating. Or C. Farts.
Farts.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Because it's on this motion and sound sensor and all this stuff. Dude sets up all this paranormal activity stuff to see if his house is haunted by ghosts, ghosts or goats, I suppose. And all it captured was him tooting all night long.
That was it.
Yeah. And he realized, boy, I toot a lot in my sleep, too. It was nothing. So that's money well spent.
Mm-hmm.
Final story. Antoine will confess here in a few minutes. He broke something. Then, do you hate watch a show? I was complaining about a show on Facebook, and then I realized there are so many other people that you hate watch shows.
Uh-huh.
You don't even like it anymore. You don't even know why you're watching this stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a show that you are currently hate watching just to find out what happens? Because that's the dilemma I'm stuck in right now. 52353. Final story. Doomsday dad forces family to live in basement for 9 years. You'd think that'd be the headline. One guy gets out and immediately goes to blank. A, the police. B, a strip club. Or C, a bar.
A.
C.
A.
I know. Is, I just
wanted to answer. Your answer just needs to be said. Antoine, get out of here, you
I'm going to have a drink.
A. He went right to the police to report the matter and see what it was.
Yeah, Shotsky.
Dad made the whole family, and these are not like tiny kids either. We're talking young adults age 18 to 25. This is in the Netherlands. Said, kids, the end of the world is coming. We're all going to the basement. We're not coming out. 9 years they've been down there.
Ooh.
Wow.
And this guy, I don't know, escapes or whatever the deal is, immediately goes into a bar and orders 5 beers. Not just, hey, give me a beer. Give me 5.
Need several.
Sits down, starts drinking, and starts telling the whole story of, I've been trapped in a basement for 9 years. And
crazy.
I have finally gotten out. Where would you go?
It's top secret. Why would you tell someone?
Movie. Movie theater.
No, where would you go at the end of the world?
Was that I'm saying,
if I escape the bunker.
If you escape.
Nine years in a, not even if you're escaping, like, you 9 years in a bunker, why you gotta always be so shady?
I know. See, I'd go to a movie, I think.
And that makes your answer of the police even more ridiculous, because you're not telling them anything. Yeah. You go see a movie?
I'd go see I would go to a movie theater, and I would see all of the movies that
every movie?
Yeah, I'd just stay in there.
Yeah. I'm probably going to get pizza. I don't know.
Pizza?
Oh, yeah, pizza.
You can get that at the movie theater.
Not
great pizza.
I don't have a pizza delivered to the movie theater. Mm-hmm. Sir, what are you doing? I've been in the bunker for 9 years. Can't tell you where. Monica says so. Erase. Antoine
may have to go back.
Must confess next. He broke something. What did he do? Then, do you hate watch a show? We'll get into all of it here on The Thang. $5,000 in the secret sound at 9. $1,000 at 8 o'clock in the pop quiz, 7:55. Go get your 3 free answers. I think today's a winnable round. I do.
You think so?
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew every answer.
Yeah.
I knew every answer. Granted, I wrote the questions, but I knew them.
I wrote them from my head. I didn't go look them up or anything like that. Antoine looked at it. You got all 10, didn't you?
Yes.
Antoine?
Yeah. I got all 10.
$1,000. You feel it today?
I'm feeling it. I feel like somebody can win $1,000. So it's important. Go to the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page, the Roanoke one, right now. Get your 3 free answers and then get all 10 of them and win a grand at 7:55 here on The Thing. It's important to do the pop quiz and pay off the money because of things like this. Antoine Terrell must confess. And when the Catholic music plays, you know something went down.
What'd you do?
It's crimes. It's real guilt. I mean, it's the good stuff. It's the you kneel on this little wooden platform and you apologize to the man or woman upstairs.
I like to think that I'm a man of the people.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like to think a lot of things too, but who knows?
I hear things. And so then I behave in a manner to help the people out. I like to think.
All right. So you feel like it's not my fault. I was doing this for the people.
Yes, but then the end of it, I feel terrible about.
I am not for the people. I am for the Twan. That's it.
So, you know, we've talked about pump number two.
Mm-hmm. Pump number two.
The stress with pump number two.
Yes. It was a misadventure that I had that I relayed to you yesterday where I was at a gas pump and it gave you the dreaded message. Please see cashier inside. Oh, God. I almost just left my car. I'm like, I don't need gas. I can just, I don't know, I can pee in there. It'll work. Go to another pump. I don't know. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But the woman was looking at me already, so I knew I went in. And then she had been at war with pump two for what seemed like hours, maybe even days. Her emotions ran hot. She dragged me back over to pump two. I was like, I can go to another pump. And she said, oh, no, we are going to fix this right now. We're going to take care of pump two. I don't know why it's not working, but, man, it has been broken.
Yes. And so
now back to the Antoine show.
Pump two had already frustrated me because they went from swiping the card to now it's the chip reader. So you have to insert the card differently. And all that. Yes, so I was already frustrated.
And all of the systems got upgraded recently. A place where a lot of people get gas. So it's even different. You got to put it in. You got to leave it there. Don't touch it. You know, all that stuff.
So I finally get it working. I get in the car and the gas is pumping. I'm one of those people that gets back in the car while the gas is pumping, even though, Zach, I know you hate that.
You're kind of not supposed to do it, too, because you make static electricity.
Yeah, I touch something metal when I get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
So, I pump the gas. I get in my car. When the gas pump is over, I leave. Okay. Like what you're supposed to do. Because I've paid and everything.
Uh-huh.
I drive maybe 5-6 feet, and I hear, ta, ta, ta,
oh,
ta,
no. Oh, God. You did that.
I look at my side mirror. I took pump two with me.
Oh, no!
You are the reason. Oh, my gosh.
I had the hose still attached to my Jeep.
You ripped pump two out.
I ripped pump two out of the thing.
Was there gas going all over the place?
No, because I think they've already jimmy-rigged it or whatever.
They have.
Yes. So that's not the case. So then I stop. And I've seen this on TV. I've never seen it in real life. So I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do next.
Yeah.
So I get out of my car. I take the pump out of my Jeep. I get back in my Jeep and I leave. The pump just laying there on the ground.
You left the scene of the crime.
I didn't know it was an insurance claim that I'd have to fill out.
No, you didn't have time for it.
I didn't know the responsibilities that came along with my actions. So I apologize to whoever's working at that gas station.
Boy, so you just flee. That's what we've learned about Antoine today.
A pump and run.
Fight or flight. He is flight. You're pump and dump. Look at you.
But didn't we have another member, okay, that had the same thing happen?
I don't know.
I think it was something he would do.
Now, was the pump still connected to the Pumpology or had it ripped away?
It was like a hose, like disconnected from the house. It was just laid there.
Like a dead snake just laying there on the ground.
It was a hit and run, really, for the pump.
You did. You hit and run pump two.
What time of day was this?
I don't think we need details.
What time of day? Because I bet you someone spotted you and took a picture.
Oh, come on. There's cameras. They know who did this.
I was in Saskatchewan. I was not in the Roanoke Valley.
The Saskatchewan Valley. Well, you know what? I'm sure they at least have a pigeon that films everything in Saskatchewan.
And in hindsight, I should have went back and all of that. But
I did this. You were embarrassed and you ran
and I just
from
laid it there.
You
and
ran
left.
From your spill. You did.
Just left that hose right there.
You spilled, and when they said clean up on aisle 7, you thought, man, I've never been to aisle 7 in my life.
I don't know what that looks like.
Shame on you. And then you made me end up pumped to his own. I can. I don't know. His punishment is coming. Good news. At 8:30, he's got to eat dog food for his sins. Antoine, he volunteered to do this, and now I'm realizing it's because he knew he was such a bad person, he needed to do something to atone.
You know what? And someone else pulled up to that pump, and then looked around, couldn't go to another pump because it was all there, was all full.
And they were out of gas.
Yeah, out of gas. Yep. Out of gas.
Way to
Why
go.
Are you making it worse?
Because it's fun.
I've already apologized.
Yeah, it's more fun when we do.
I'm sorry.
That's what friends do. Friends make you feel worse. Oh, pop man. Quiz is next. $1,000. Would love to give it to you. Tisk Tisk is right. Also, do you hate watch a show? It's a winnable round. You could win a grand. $7.55 in the pop quiz.
Everyone hates you.
Hate watching. I feel like we all hate watch at least one show. You're not even enjoying it.
You're just watching it because you've been watching it.
And now you want answers. And you feel like, well, I'm emotionally invested in this. And then you realize just the level of time that you are wasting on the thing you're not even enjoying.
Yeah, it's like, why am I watching this?
I remember when DVR was a thing. I mean, Monica still has DVR, but nobody else does. And it was just all about... There were certain shows I would watch just to clear space on my DVR. I'm thinking, well, there's an easy way to clean space.
Just delete it.
Delete the whole thing. But here I am hate watching. I'm trapped in a money heist, guys.
I heard that this show was pretty good.
I hate it. I hate it.
What do you hate about
you
it?
You even Everything. Suggested the show to me.
I know. The reviews were good. It's some fan. It's a show on Netflix. And it's a show. It started in Spain. So it was a Spain show. And then they brought it over here. And but I was still fine. I don't care. I'll check out a show from another country. Sounded cool. It's like all these people are going to pull this big heist. They're going to take over the mint, you know, where they print all the money. And it's the big money heist. And there's all these twists and everything. And it sounds really cool. And I watched the first couple episodes. And it seems all right. But now. I am a season in, and I hate it. I hate the show.
Oh, but you have to finish it. You invested too much time.
Do I? I'm just so mad because the show is originally in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Again, fine. I don't care. So they overdub it into English. Again, fine. I don't care. But I like to have the subtitles on when I read the show, and the subtitles don't match up with the overdubbing. All the language is different, and it's driving me crazy.
You can't do it.
I can't do it anymore. And there's another season and a half, but I want to know how the money heist ends.
Well, you're going to finish it then.
No, I don't want
it. It's just like I'm all about Halloween movies. And so I started, I'm like, well, last night, you know, I'm watching The Purge. And I said, okay, I'm watching this. It's Halloween.
Wait, the movie or the TV show?
That's the thing. Because I thought I was watching a movie and I started it up and I'm like, okay, it wraps up. I'm like, I don't remember this part of the movie.
And you were stuck in the show.
Yes, and I'm in the show.
No, thank you.
And shows are the worst.
Stupid.
Yeah, see, because what happens is, if a movie is stupid, 45 minutes in, you say, all right, well, I got this 45 minutes left. I'll bang this out. It'll be good. A show, it's 14 hours of your life.
Uh-huh.
And you start doing the math. You're like, my God, the time I'm investing in this. I was talking about this on Facebook, and I'll tell you, the two most popular shows that people out there are hate watching right now, I have escaped from both of them. And I bet you can. But that's what I'm telling myself on Money Heist, because it's you feel emotionally attached. You're like, but I need to know. But then I realize when I've walked away from these other heroin addictions, I stopped caring.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Antoine. Guess one of them.
My guess is Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. That's the one that I was able to quit.
Yeah, that was the single most popular
one. The season started up. The new season?
Recently. I don't care. A week and a half or 2 weeks ago.
Kill them all. It doesn't matter to me. The other one that's very popular that I was also sucked into is called Curse of Oak Island. Anyone familiar with this show?
I've never heard of this one.
This is a show that is, I think it's History Channel or A&E. It's one of those. And there's, allegedly, there is this treasure that's buried down this hole in this island in Canada. And these two brothers have been digging in this hole for, I believe, 4,000 seasons at this point. We are at season 7 or 8 or 9. They have spent millions of dollars. They have spent a treasure to try to find this treasure. I am telling you right now, there is nothing in that hole. There is nothing. And every single episode makes you think like next week is the week that they're going to find something in the hole. And they find, oh, this is a mud and it was dated back to 1600. I'm like, you mean to tell me the pirates figured out how to booby trap all this stuff 500 years ago?
Yes.
And you, with all the technology, you can't get down in this hole.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
What about The Handmaid's Tale?
I like The Handmaid's
Tale. He still likes that one.
You still like it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm still a kept man of The Handmaid's Tale. I'm all set on that one. No, but yeah, Curse of Oak Island. That one's a money heist. So do you hate watch a show? 52353. You know what you can do? You don't have to hate watch anymore. You can love listen. Love listen to the thing.
Like
right
that,
now, on the other side of these commercials, one song. So it is, let's see, 1, 2, 6 minutes away. You could win $1,000 in the pop quiz on the thing. This hour on The Thang, Dirty Little Secrets. She's lying about something on her body. Then Antoine pays his penance. He eats dog food.
He volunteered because he knew his dirty little secret was just, it was vile. I mean, he destroyed a gas station.
Just left it there.
And then just left it. You left it like a toilet of a gas station. Shame on you. Dog food, 8:30. It will be Facebook Live as well.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
We shall welcome in our friend Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Laura, are you ready to win $1,000?
I hope so.
Okay, good. I feel it's a winnable round. Yes, I mean, I'm looking at these questions. Antoine agreed with me. Sometimes he looks at the question and he says, oh, okay, well, this one, forget it.
Nobody feeling good about it.
No, I feel good about this one.
Okay.
Especially for you, Laura. Specifically for you.
Laura, did you go get your three free answers?
I did.
Okay, cool. So you should be one third of the way there. Mm-hmm. Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke's Facebook page. Go there. Get your three free answers for tomorrow if you're everybody else except for Laura. Even if Laura wins $1,000, this continues again tomorrow.
That's right.
So get ready for it. Laura, you will have 60 seconds to answer as many of these correctly as you can. You may pass at any time, and we will come back if there's time. $10 for everyone you get right. Get them all right. You win $1,000. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. Timer will start when I finish reading this first question. Good luck, Laura. Blake Lively is married to what actor?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Is Batman a Marvel superhero or DC?
DC.
Yes.
Who is the lead singer of Guns N' Roses?
Axl Rose.
Yes.
What kind of dog is Snoopy from the Charlie Brown cartoon?
Beagle.
Yes.
True or false, Zach Jackson's wife is named Jordan?
False.
Yes.
Jim Parsons played what character on Big Bang Theory?
Sheldon.
Yes.
What is currently the highest grossing movie in the U.S. in 2019?
Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
Who played Monica Geller on Friends?
Courtney Cox.
Yes.
O'Shea Jackson is the real name of what rapper?
Pass.
What movie was number one at the U.S. box office this past weekend?
Pass.
O'Shea Jackson is the real name of what rapper?
I don't know.
What movie was number one at the box office this past weekend?
You got $80.
$80.
Oh, really? I thought she had it. I thought she had it.
I did too.
Okay. O'Shea Jackson is Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Yeah, from Straight Outta Compton, NWA, mm-hmm. kid movies now, yeah. which is amazing. And the number one movie at the U.S. box office this past weekend was Joker.
Joker. Yeah.
2 weeks in a row.
I thought she was going to spit that out, but...
Yeah, I did think she was going to get that one.
Well, I knew she was not going to say that Will Smith movie, because it was just...
Wait, no. You... Hey, Laura. I was on your side, Laura.
$80.
With some Osh.
It ain't $1,000, but it's $80. Oh, I thought we were going to do it today. Maybe it'll be tomorrow then. Maybe it'll be you. Go get your three free answers now. We'll play it again at 7:55. Hot list is next. What do you got over there?
The most beautiful woman in the world. Who is it?
According to science.
Yes, science.
So science has studied everybody's face. Mm-hmm. Who's the best looking person? We get answers next.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
This is according to science. So a cosmetic surgeon, he's using the golden ratio rule. So it's like a Greek formula. Yes. To determine if you are attractive. And he says,
so this is a study from the Oikos people.
It is.
If the answer is not Jennifer Lopez, I don't believe it.
Well, according to this surgeon, he said it's Bella Hadid.
No,
I can see that.
No.
I see it.
Let me look up a picture.
He says she's the most beautiful woman in the world, followed by Beyonce, Amber Heard, Ariana Grande, and Taylor Swift.
And what he's going on, I know it's a symmetry thing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's sort of the size of your cheekbones and how the space of your eyeballs.
Yeah,
and
it's all that business.
It's all science. That's everything.
Because Bella is stunning.
She is pretty. She's no J-Lo. Yeah. She is pretty.
But when's the last time you ever cared about science class anymore? I mean,
that's
seriously,
true. I didn't care about it when I was in it.
Exactly. Real life, baby. I mean, don't get me wrong. She is not ugly. She's very attractive.
But
everyone's preference is different. So we're all different as far as science goes. But science says she's the best. And then what's it? Beyonce,
Amber Heard, Ariana Grande, if I can say Grande, and Taylor Swift.
It's a cheekbone thing.
What?
Taylor Swift.
It's a cheekbone thing for all of them.
What? You disagree with
Taylor
Swift?
It's all about the cheekbone.
I'm not going to say anything because it's going to come off wrong.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what it is.
Cute.
You will back me up on this. Please back me up on this because I'll get in trouble if you don't. Taylor Swift is like a good-looking statue. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. She'd make a really good...
Like in a wax museum type thing. Yes. Yeah. Her
wax figure is on point. Again, right. It's a cheekbone thing. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what,
that's
it,
what
is.
It is. Yeah. Well, we are looking forward to some Justin Timberlake.
Yes,
and
we are.
And Lizzo. Even though Justin Timberlake is saying that he feels a little old.
He does. Yeah. So he...
Like, come on. He
went on that big long tour after the Super Bowl and everything.
And it was great. And
I finished the tour and my 38-year-old body needed most of the summer to like recover from that. It really overtakes you, your whole system. It was just a culmination of the same schedule with a little bit of an older body. I think I just needed a break.
And I hear it too. Like his sinuses are jacked up. Like he sounds worn.
That's a Metamucil or something.
Yeah.
So since you and Justin are basically the same age, how you feel?
God.
Yeah.
But he did do a tour. Like that's a lot of energy and stuff. A lot of traveling. Uh-huh. There's a lot on your body. So I get that.
Monica's like,
that.
Look, I just don't apply myself as hard as he does. Like, forget it.
He's traveling everywhere doing that. So
I know my limits. Get out of here. JT, I'm working with Lizzo.
I just want to work with young, fresh people. And I want to.
See, that sounds old too.
Yeah. I want to work fresh
with
young people.
Yes, yeah. I want to work with the youth. You know who says that? Tony Bennett. He's 90.
And Lizzo's 31. I know. So she's not even that young.
I can collaborate more. Lizzo and I met and I was like, I'm such a fan, if you ever want to write. And I think she thought I was lying, but we got in and we got a couple of ideas, and I don't know when they're gonna come out, but they're pretty good.
We're closer to Lizzo's age.
Yeah, we are.
Suck it up, both of you. So get ready for Lizzo and Grampy Timberlake. It'll be happening. Birthday scam next. 6 minutes away. You hungry, Antoine? You hungry?
I have to be.
I mean, you haven't
had
breakfast yet today, have you?
I had a biscuit at 4:30.
Okay. Well, see, that's just empty carbs. Now you're getting protein. The protein of dog food. That is next. Antoine has volunteered to eat my dog's super fancy dog food that is tested on humans. Live for you. We'll go Facebook Live, too, right after Dirty Little Secret.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out.
We do this twofold. One, you can text in to 52353 and confess things anonymously. And then we try to convince somebody to come on and sort of talk to us and give us more of the details. Ray loves details. Gossip's the best. It's the best when other people are having stuff going on in their lives and it's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Your own dirty little secret's like, I don't want
to talk about that.
Text 52353. I purposely didn't put gas in my husband's car because I was lazy, but acted like I totally forgot and apologized.
There's no gas. I've done that.
Signed
before.
Monica.
I was about to say, was that for Monica? Jeez,
okay.
I've done that.
Text 52353. I still like Old Town Road. Please don't tell anybody. Oh, that's cute. I stopped wearing underwear a week ago just to see what it was like. Kinda loving it.
It's a free and filling.
Also, a signed Antoine.
Signed Antoine. Hey, well. And finally, I had a date recently where it was the first time he came to my house for me to make him dinner. I suck at cooking, so I had my mom cook me something and I passed it off as my own. But I guess you're arguing to be like, well, it's, you know, genetic. It's practically mine.
And it's home cooked.
Yes, it is home cooked. And it's I have the same genes as this person. Where's the lie? Oh, also signed Monica. Look at that. Who knew?
It's our text.
So we have not June. It is not her real name, but she has agreed to come on with us. She is lying about something on her body, and she is ready to confess. Good morning. Not June.
Good morning.
Hi. What's going on? Why do I always do that, by the way? I'm like, hi, secret giver.
You had a big smile on your face.
When you're like, what's the secret?
I know. Yeah, where someone says, look, I got to tell you something, but don't tell anybody. You go, what is it? I mean, yes, please. I will tell no one. So good morning, not June. This is all business. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
What's going on?
Okay. So, I have this new boyfriend, and we've been dating for about 3 weeks or, you know, almost a whole month.
Ooh, congratulations.
And thank you. I really like him. But, so, he doesn't know that the tattoo that's on my foot isn't real. I have this little tattoo on my ankle that's a starfish.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he really loves it. And... stupid me, I was just like, oh, thank you. And then, you know, never was like, it's fake. It's a stick on.
Oh, you just had a temporary tattoo on randomly, and he saw it, and you didn't.
He loves it.
I mean, I love that tattoo so much.
Yes. And so TMI, but he really loves my feet.
Yes. We had the the toe suckers the other day in Ghost Hunters, yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not
And so he really loves the tat there. Mm-hmm. And so I have been washing, like when I wash my feet and it comes off, I've been replacing it in the same spot.
You just bought the same temporary tattoo 50 million times. Well, you better buy all of them because eventually you're not going to be able to find it anymore. And if you need to continue this for your life,
Get the tattoo.
Because that's better than the truth.
Yes. It becomes the truth. It then becomes the truth.
No, but it's going to look different.
No, leave the tattoo on there.
It will probably look a little different.
There ain't never been a temporary tattoo that I thought that fooled me into thinking it was real. I mean, as someone who claims to be a connoisseur of feet, I don't feel like he's inspecting this deeply enough.
But it's a really good one because I got it online.
Okay, the internet is so where you get really good everything.
There you go.
Yes,
one day shipping.
Yeah, trust the internet.
And anyway, I was just like, maybe I should get it actually tattooed, but I don't really have the guts. But I'll
do it.
I don't have the guts to tell.
Yeah, don't ask me because I will say do it. Yeah.
I say do it.
Yeah.
Monica's like, get six more to distract from this one.
Has anybody gotten a tattoo on their ankle? Does it hurt?
Monica?
You'll be all right.
Monica, do you have
it? That is not the answer to her question.
But do you have it on your ankle?
No.
Oh, you don't?
So you don't even know if it hurts.
Not yet.
Okay. I don't know.
Maybe in a couple weeks.
I don't have an ankle.
I don't have a tattoo.
Check back with Monica in 2 weeks. Continue your lie for 2 weeks, and then she'll report back to you when she decides. Though she's a tattoo veteran, at this point, I think she could get one on the inside of her lip, and she'd be like, you'll be fine.
It's fine.
It's all good. It's the only place I had left, so that's why I got it. I mean, it is still very new in the relationship. You could just tell him.
Or
get a tattoo.
You're already wearing the fake tattoo. You kind of want a tattoo there anyway.
That's what it
Antoine
is.
Antoine wants you to get the tattoo.
Get the tattoo.
Yes.
Or just wash it off and then play like it's a medical mystery. Where'd it go? What?
Okay, I'm on board with that one.
Woman's tattoo disappears. I mean, it's a cute little lie, but it is still a lie. Is there a such thing as a cute lie?
That was cute.
I don't know. A cute lie is like when a two-year-old cuts their own hair and then says, I didn't do anything.
Oh, that's not cute.
This is close, though. are you going to get the tattoo? Truth or the tattoo? That could be a game show. Truth or the tattoo? What are you going to do?
I mean, I guess. If I get it, I'll send you guys a picture of it.
Okay. I mean, he's going to notice the difference, too, when you get it and your ankle's all red. You have to avoid him for 3 days.
No, because then you got the tattoo touched up.
Oh, okay.
He can, like, come with me.
Yeah, why don't you just tell him, hey, it's a fakie, but I'm going to go get this tattoo because I really like it. Yeah. Look at that. It's the truth and it's the payoff. It's everything that you're looking for.
You laugh about it later.
Yes, hopefully. He's like, you lied to me. You know how important the ankle is to me. Never lie about the ankle. Keep us posted. Now we want to know if you're getting inked up just because of this.
Fantastic.
All right, thank you so much. What I do know above all else is no matter what she chooses to do, Antoine will still eat dog food next.
I just opened it and smelled it.
Smells like dog food, because it is. 3 minutes away, we're going to go Facebook Live as well, so get ready for it. Antoine taste testing dog food. They test it on humans. He's that human next. K92. Morning thing. Would you like it, like, if I didn't make a big deal out of it, we just kind of...
We could just slide into it very simple.
Yeah, let's do that.
That'd be nice.
Let's not make a big deal out of anything.
I feel like this music's a big deal right now.
Antoine Terrell. He's a man.
Yeah.
He's a human.
I am.
A human. My dog is a dog. 15-year-old deaf beagle, to be exact. So you know what? Dog makes it to 15 years, still feels relatively good. I mean, you give that dog whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, when I'm 95 years old, if I want to live off Doritos and cigarettes, puff, puff, chomp, baby. That's how it's going to work.
Okay.
So this dog gets...
Oh, boy.
...a food called the farmer's dog.
Yes.
Super fancy. I mean, you can see a picture of it on our Facebook page. We are broadcasting Facebook Live right now as well, and you can watch it all go down. Because they test this food on humans. It's human-grade dog food. That's what it says. It said all human ingredients, no funky additives, no horse parts,
And on the website, it looked good.
Oh,
the food looked pretty decent.
I mean, I see. I can see in this one, it's got. This is the beef recipe. It's custom for your dog. I mean, don't even ask me how much this stuff costs. It's ridiculous.
It's expensive.
It is,
from my understanding.
My own wife said, "Tell Antoine he owes us $5 just for giving him a spoonful of this stuff." This is a privilege for you.
Oh well, thank you.
Dogs would kill to eat this food.
I regret making this decision.
Well, you're the one who volunteered.
I did.
It's all about you. So Antoine is going to eat some of this dog food. It's Dixie's beef recipe. As you can see in the picture, that's exactly what it says on there.
Hope you can see it.
So I've seen little bits of spinach in there.
Okay, that's good and healthy.
Carrots. I think I've seen little carrots.
Good for your
eyes. I think I saw lentils also.
Stop saying lentils.
But again,
lentils is, yes,
let's delicious. Not candy coat it. It looks like dog food. So
yeah.
If you show it to the Facebook livers there, Antoine, so they can see. Yeah, it's just a little. It's a little morsel
right here.
Does it smell all right?
No.
What does it smell like?
It smells like leftover meat.
Oh, can I get a whiff?
Yes. You can eat it if you want to.
That's okay. Right. It's for you. This is
Monica's coming in. She's getting
this is
the
your
whiff.
Breakfast.
I've also decided that it would be the most fun if we did. I want Antoine, you'd be able to see him the whole time this goes down. But I've put Monica in the corner, picture in picture, so she can watch the whole thing. It's oaty.
It's has some oat.
It's
oaty. Yeah.
So, you know what? We won't even make a big deal out of it. You just take a quick bite and it's all over. Oh, wait, it started again. There it is.
You got to take a big, good bite.
So this suffices right here. It's good
that's
amount
a healthy
on this
spoonful right there. Do you have any beverage to a chaser afterwards?
I have orange juice.
And that's good because the acid will kill whatever tastes after.
Shut up.
I feel like orange juice doesn't go good with any food, though.
I don't think it does.
Adds. Okay, now describe how you're feeling as
you
get ready.
I'm feeling regretful.
And then just walk us through the sights, the smells, and then eventually the taste, which, again, you can watch this on Facebook Live right now.
So I shouldn't have received this early because now I'm just looking at everything that turns me off.
Yeah, you've been studying it.
The residue that's in this Tupperware of, like, it was sloshing around.
I meant to give you the option as to whether you wanted to heat it up or not, but
I don't think I wanted it hot.
I feel like hot dog food is just...
That'd be terrible. Yeah. That'd be terrible.
It's like,
and the fact that it's in the shape of a log, like Zach had purposely done that.
I didn't do anything.
I put
a scoop in there, and that was it.
It looks like somebody ate dinner and then threw it back up.
Okay,
and then packed it together. That's
so like real dog food.
Let me remind you, human grade. So just be prepared now. And they do say this stuff. It does. It says test it on humans, and the box says, I kid you not, if your dog doesn't like it, send it back. We'll eat it.
All right,
go for it, my friend.
Here we go.
In his mouth. He's eating. His face doesn't seem
I think he likes it.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
It's hard. I can't swallow yet. Hold on. It's very chewy, as you could probably hear.
Uh-huh. Those lentils.
It's like, but it's not getting smaller with the chew. It's just...
It's kind of working its way around your mouth.
Yeah, it's just moving around my mouth. Like, I can't chew it to where I feel comfortable swallowing it.
It's all the grains and...
Will he swallow it, as he says?
Yeah. I can't even talk.
Now, it's not just, you've not been repulsed by this on any level, but he is sitting here eating dog food right now.
It's tough, though. It's tough.
A 15-year-old beagle.
I'm going to finish it, though.
Okay, he's being a good sport. He's going to go in for another one.
So he likes it.
I think Mikey likes it.
Oh, I couldn't do that second one. The second one is colder than the first one.
Okay. Swallow it down and clear it out.
Hold on. There's still some, though. There's a lot left. I'm swallowing the smallest piece. Okay.
There it is. Right. See,
it's gone.
And not bad.
Now here comes his orange juice chaser, which again, I feel like is one of the worst chasers. You might as well do Jaeger at that point. Orange juice, orange juice, orange juice, orange juice, orange juice. You need to.
I'm out of orange juice.
Okay. But you know what? Look at that.
I did it.
How do you feel?
I'm sweating now. I don't know why I'm sweating. What's in this?
Dog food. I mean, there's no other. What else do I need to do to it? It's not like this is a joke. It's also cat food.
I don't know, but I'm sweating like under my hoodie and t-shirt.
Nerves.
But I finished it.
You did. You triumphed.
I would not do it again.
Yep. So really, he doesn't feel bad in terms of the food. He just feels the shame of a grown man who ate dog food for breakfast today. So, you know, it's one of those things of what did you eat for breakfast today? Sometimes I ask that to listeners. Dog food. Guys, I ate dog food for breakfast. So congratulations, Antoine.
Yeah.
I did it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a man.
Farmer's dog. If you want the the chicken recipe later.
No, I'm good. I would give you $2.
Okay, there's a pork one. I could make you a pork patty.
I don't want any of this anymore.
Okay. Again, you know what? This stuff is too expensive. You don't deserve it. You don't appreciate it. You're not good enough. Drop it
like that. The K92 Morning Thing. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.